Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A key Kansas Senate Republican proclaimed the potential legalization of medical marijuana dead Thursday, saying outstanding questions on the policy's merits remained. The development, which came 2 days after hearings on the issue, will mark 2023 as the third straight year when the issue of legalization languished in the Senate. Senator Mike Thompson telling reporters that it just wasn't meant to be after committee voted to table the bill. And Kansas drivers were facing strong winds yesterday. J.P. Bazette has the details.
It was so windy, even a semi-truck blew off the road in southwest Kansas. Some parts of the state also experienced rain, snow, and drizzle. The Finney County Sheriff's Office posted a warning on social media after a semi-truck overturned on Highway 50. Wind gusts were recorded at 62 miles per hour in Russell County Airport, 58 miles an hour in Dodge City, and 59 in Garden City.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your cattle are soon headed back to pasture, so now is a good time to make sure they are getting all the minerals they need. Increase weaning weights, cow condition and conception rates, and add to your bottom line by feeding Nutrina Right Now Mineral. Valley Vet Supply can help you add even more to that bottom line with the Buy 9, Get 1 Free Sale. Their Right Now Mineral is color-coded, weatherized, and regionally focused for this area. One glance in the feeder, and you know you've got the right mineral. So buy 9, get 1 free the entire month of March at Valley Vet. Tonnage discounts are available year-round. Everything you need for cattle is just a call or click away at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. What's in your feeder?
Valley Vet Supply. Give them a try and you'll know why America buys from your neighbors.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Kansas legislators aren't likely to legalize marijuana for medical uses this year following a vote on Thursday. A Senate committee tabled a bill that would allow doctors to sign off on patients using marijuana products to treat 21 illnesses or conditions that include cancer, epilepsy, spinal cord injuries, or chronic pain that was to start in July of 2024. The bill would have required both the patients and their caregivers to register with the state health department to have permission to buy marijuana at state licensed dispensaries, and the state would have imposed a 10% tax on dispensary sales. Committee Chair Mike Thompson said he has no plans to bring the bill back up this year. 37 states allow the medical use of marijuana, including Oklahoma and Arkansas, and of those, 21 also allow recreational use, including Colorado and Missouri. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly supports legalizing medical marijuana. However, opposition from law enforcement officials bolstered the skepticism of Thompson and other Republicans in the GOP-controlled legislature. The Kansas House passed a medical marijuana bill in 2021. However, the measure didn't receive a committee vote in the Senate. And like this year's bill, the earlier measure would prohibit smoking pot or vaping with it. Kansas game wardens are warning residents of the Sunflower State to keep an eye out for increasing numbers of coyotes in residential areas, as, according to game wardens, coyotes are being found more often in towns this year in Kansas. And this is due to extreme drought conditions as the coyotes search for food and water. Game wardens say that you should stay calm if you spot a coyote in your neighborhood. Many coyotes avoid people, and seeing one during the day is not a cause for alarm because they're most likely looking for a place to rest. Game wardens reported that coyotes are usually fearful of people, so if you see a coyote that's not displaying fear towards people, it's probably been fed. You can reinstill its fear of humans by raising your arms and yelling to drive it away, and this action is referred to as hazing. Coyotes may mistake small, unattended pets as prey or attack large dogs that they view as threats to territory or dens. And to keep your animals safe, you should watch your pets, keep your cats indoors, and never leave small dogs outside unsupervised or let any dog out of your yard off-leash. Secure food and water sources for both domestic animals and wildlife, and keep garbage secure and picked up. If you see coyotes in your area that are a problem or pose a threat, you should reach out to your nearest Kansas Wildlife and Parks office. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reinforces the need for Kansans enrolled in the Kansas Medicaid or CanCare program to keep their contact information updated and to be on the lookout for important information from CanCare in the mail, because eligibility reviews that have paused since March of 2020 are resuming in April due to changes in federal law. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has increased communication with enrollees, healthcare providers, and other stakeholder groups in regular contact with the CanCare enrollee community to share this information. And in addition, CanCare has updated its website to make it easier for people enrolled in Medicaid to update their contact information and to complete the verification process. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment will continue to provide information on the CanCare homepage, cancare.ks.gov. You can complete your renewal online through the Medical Consumer Self-Service Portal after you've created an account in the portal and linked your medical case. And when it's time for you to complete your renewal, you can log into your account. The option to complete a CanCare review will appear under Access My CanCare. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
With many festivities taking place to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, the Kansas Department of Transportation encourages everyone to remember the dangers of impaired driving and have a sober driver or alternative transportation secured before heading out on the road. Gary Herman, the Kansas Department of Transportation Behavior Safety Manager, said St. Patrick's Day falls on a Friday this year, which can increase the number of people consuming alcohol over the weekend. So by simply making plans to get home safely before the celebrations begin, you can improve safety and help save families from a completely preventable heartbreak. In 2021, 143 people were killed in alcohol-suspected crashes in Kansas, and 61 people were killed in crashes that involved a blood alcohol content level of 0.08 and greater. The Buzz Driving is Drunk Driving safety campaign reminds drivers that impaired driving is not only illegal, but also a matter of life and death. Herman added that you need to have your designated driver selected well in advance, and if it's too hard to find, then utilize a ride-share program, because in today's day and age, there are many convenient ways to get home safely. If you're the designated driver, make sure that you keep that promise of safety to yourself and your passengers. People are counting on you, not to mention the other drivers, passengers, and pedestrians out on the road, so take the role of designated driver seriously. For more information about the Buzz Driving is Drunk Driving campaign, you can visit nhtsa.gov/risky-driving/drunk-driving. For the first time in the 20-year history of the Kansas Tobacco Quit Line, 1-800-QUIT-NOW, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is offering all phone coaching enrollees 8 weeks of free nicotine replacement therapy while supplies last. Participants who are 18 years and older that want to quit smoking, vaping, or chewing tobacco and enroll in the phone coaching program can choose a lozenge, gum, or patch that will be mailed directly to their home if they enroll by midnight on Sunday, April 30th. Matthew Schrock, the cessation coordinator, said they want all tobacco users to know that although quitting is hard, they can do it. He said individuals who smoke often try to quit several times before succeeding. However, proven treatments and services are available that can improve your chances to quit for good. He added that they encourage all Kansans to try to quit, and if they want free help, to take advantage of this opportunity. The Kansas Tobacco Quit Line is a free 24/7 resource available to Kansas residents to help them quit smoking. The Quit Line provides help, such as counseling, a personalized quit plan, and quitting support by phone and through online services. And a survey of Quit Line users highlighted that 90% of participants were satisfied with the Quit Line coaches and counselors. The Quit Line can be reached by calling 1-800-QUIT or 1-800-784-8669. The Kansas Department of Transportation has closed a portion of K-383 in Norton County for reconstruction. The closure begins at the East U.S. 36 Junction and extends approximately 6 miles northeast to the Prairie Dog Creek Bridge near Almena. Traffic should follow the signed detour route on U.S. 36 and U.S. 183. The project activities will consist of widening the highway on existing alignment into a 24-foot mainline surface with 6-foot paved shoulders. And crews will also decrease side slopes and level hills and valleys, which will help improve visibility and increase passing opportunities. Several drainage structures along the route will be replaced as well. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects to reopen the highway by the end of 2023, conditions permitting. This project is in the second phase of reconstruction on 26 miles of K-383 in Norton and Phillips counties. Phase 1 consisted of approximately 6 miles from east of Long Island to the U.S. 183 junction, and Phase 3 is the remaining 14 miles from Almena to east of Long Island. The Kansas Department of Transportation is currently finalizing the design plan for Phase 3 and anticipates letting the project for construction in the spring of 2025. For more information, you can contact the Public Affairs Manager, Lisa Moosman, at 785-874-8107. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Wellhead Systems Incorporated is impressed with the Hill City Spring sports teams and applauds the athletes on always working hard. Best of luck at the events this week. Ring next. Wellhead Systems Incorporated, located at 710 West McVeigh in Hill City. Call them at 785-421-2255. Northern Valley Unified School District 212 applauds the Huskies spring sports teams for their hard work and exceptional sportsmanship. Good luck at sporting events, boys and girls, from the faculty, staff, and administration at Northern Valley Unified School District 212. Proud of all our student athletes.
New Age Industrial is the leading aluminum extruder and fabricator in the United States. On top of manufacturing heavy-duty yet lightweight equipment for various industries, their aluminum products are built to last and carry a lifetime guarantee against rust and corrosion. Their strength is not only in their products, it's the people who take great pride in what they do. Their team has continued to manufacture top-notch aluminum products and maintain the highest level of customer service for over 55 years. Learn more about them at newageindustrial.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack appeared before the Senate Agriculture Committee on Thursday, and he says that agriculture disaster programs need more built-in flexibility. Gary Crawford has the details.
The recent train derailment and resulting problems with hazardous materials in East Palestine, Ohio, possibly has the makings of an agricultural disaster situation for farmers in or near that area as far as assuring their milk, meat, and crops are still safe for consumption. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told the Senate Ag Committee Thursday that this situation goes to prove that when it comes to designing agricultural disaster legislation,
you will never ever be able to figure out every possible disaster, to be able to fashion a disaster program that fits circumstances all the time.
He says the only way really is to craft a disaster bill that's flexible enough to cover any situation.
So to the extent that you can provide flexibility and allow us to have the capacity to respond to a disaster regardless of its design or cause or structure, that would be helpful.
He said it could save a lot of time in getting help to those who need it. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The latest U.S. drought monitor map for Kansas shows that nearly three-quarters of the state remains in drought condition. Latest estimates from National Drought Mitigation Center show that 74.6% of the state remains in drought condition, less than a half point lower than last week. Over 52% of the state remains in extreme or exceptional drought conditions, which is the worst in the U.S. Northeast and east central parts of the state remain free of abnormally dry or drought conditions, and that comprises about 16% of the state. Oklahoma has over 36% of the state in extreme or exceptional drought conditions. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Temperatures will stay cool this weekend throughout the Central Plains, mostly 40s across Kansas today. A secondary cold front is expected to keep things chilly on Saturday, especially in our northeast counties. Slightly warmer on Sunday, but afternoon highs won't moderate very much until Monday, thanks to cold high pressure over the area. The wind will stay breezy to gusty for most areas today as well, but we should have sunny skies. Winds will be out of the northwest this afternoon at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Little or no chance of precipitation for the next few days, but we may see a few snow flurries overnight and into early Saturday with that quick cold front dropping in from the north. High pressure is moving into the Central Plains from the northern Rockies. A weak low is over the southwestern states, and a fast-moving cold front is just off to our north on the leading edge of slightly colder air. The rough weather today will be in the southeastern states, where we may see some strong thunderstorms this afternoon. Around Kansas, just breezy and cool sunshine through the day with 40s expected. The cold front will drop in tonight, a few flurries possible. They'll be mainly in the northeastern counties. Looking at Saturday, high pressure will stay put. We have that batch of colder air parking over eastern Kansas and keeping that part of our state in the 30s tomorrow afternoon. 40s elsewhere, and we get sunny skies. Still a little bit breezy tomorrow, and then Sunday the wind should let up a little bit. We're expecting fair and cool weather. We'll be back to the 50s by Monday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, low to mid-40s with mid to upper teens for the overnight. Low to mid-40s north central, and tonight we're looking at mid-teens. Mid-40s northeast and mid to upper teens for the overnight. Mid-40s southwest, and tonight we're in the mid to upper teens. Mid to upper 40s south central, and tonight low 20s. In the southeastern counties, upper 40s with low 20s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
I think farming picked me. I didn't pick farming. I'm not afraid to try something new. It's my farm, my family, and our future. My Channel Seedsman gets that. I get access to innovative products with personalized advice backed by data to maximize my yield potential. With Channel, I know I'll prosper for years to come.
Define your future at channel.com/future. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2022 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, the lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight high. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1.780 and three quarters. December up a quarter, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and three quarters. March up 10 and three quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Yeah,